I wanted to talk tonight about how the whole parasha of Bitochen can help us cope with tragedy. Tragedy occurs, for the most part, it's beyond our control. But this tragedy that occurred, this week was like horrific. And it's mind-boggling. It's, and we have to cope. And we find it very difficult to cope on many different levels. It shakes some people's emunah. It certainly shatters some people's bitochon in Hashem's chesed and rachamim, because you see, such events take place. It certainly instills and causes a nervousness and a concern for our own communities and our own vulnerability, and it affects us on many levels. If it doesn't affect us, then something is really wrong. That means we're completely desensitized. So it does affect us, and it should affect us. But how do we work it through? How do we deal with it? How do we avoid negative fallout, and just find the ability to cope and to strengthen ourselves in the face of such terrible occurrences? So I thought, first of all, we would reference a very somewhat strange comment in the Chovos HaLevavos in the Shaar HaBitochen. He has lists there of seven different basic principles of Bitochen. It has a few different lists there, numbers of five and a seven, I don't recall exactly. So one place he says like this, one of the ingredients in Bitochen that he talks about is that if my Bitochen is disappointed, if I don't achieve or receive that which I'm trusting Hashem to give me, I'm able to accept it. I can accept it. I know Hashem's kindness and I accept it. And the question really is that if you really trust Hashem, and Bitochen means that I'm sure Hashem is going to give it to me, so why are you preparing me for the eventuality that may not happen, when to the Baal Bitochen everything is going to work out, right? If the Bitochen means that things are going to work out, so what are you telling me? And if it doesn't happen, you should accept it with chesed and with full acceptance and a full heart, not to be, but it's not going to happen. So what is he talking about? So I think that what this really means is as follows, is that if a person has true Bitochen, let's start like this. Where does Bitochen emanate from? So some people say, oh, there's a Bitochen button. You press the button, now I trust I'm going to win the lottery. That's all. That's it, just like that. Or I work hard on it, I think, yeah, Hashem, of course, yeah, how's he going to, of course he's going to let me win the lottery, I got to. That's not what it is. Bitochen is not built on the confidence in the results. Bitochen emanates from the confidence in Hashem's chesed and emotionally leads me to therefore feel that the results are going to come about. And this is really the words, and we've quoted this here before, of David HaMelech in Kapitel Yud Gimel in Tilim, Vani b'chast chobotachti yogel libi b'shuasecho. I trusted your chesed. Not I trusted that you're gonna allow me to win the lottery. I trusted your chesed. I know your chesed. You created the world. Olam chesed yibon, only for the purpose of chesed. Everything you do is chesed. Ki lo olam chastoy, ki lo olam chastoy, ki lo olam chastoy. Repeat every Shabbos 26 different references. Noisin lechem l'chol boso. Hoi lo lekel ha-shamayim, ki lo olam chastoy. Hoi la-shem kitev, ki lo olam chastoy. So, I know your chesed. And because I know your chesed, that gives me the emotional sense that I just know you're not going to let me down. I know because I feel and I trust the extent of your chesed that leads me emotionally to trust that you're not going to let me down. And yogei libi b'yeshua secho, my heart now rejoices in the Yeshua. Even before it comes, it's mashma from the Mefarshim. Why? Because I have such a deep sense of the trust in your chesed. So it's a very important distinction for a person to distinguish between I trust that I'm going to get what I want, or I trust in your chesed, and that makes me feel and believe and confident that I'm going to get the Yeshua. Now,
could if that's... I had another thought. What about the word bitachon as security?
Okay.
I'm secure. You're saying that it's that I trust in the chesed as opposed to in the result, which mm-hmm. is very good. What about the idea that I have bitachon, I'm batuach, and I'm not insecure, I'm secure that I'm in good hands, that I'm in the right path. And what happens if it's better for me not to have that end result? So then it's not pshat, I'm batuach, that you're going to do it for me because of chesed. I'm actually batuach that whatever, is that a higher level or
yes,
is that a
that's
better?
A higher level, and you raise a very significant point. In other words, I would say it's like this. I trust in your chesed. That can lead me in two different directions. It could lead me to the highest level where I have such trust in your chesed that it makes no difference to me what you do.
Right.
And that's really where I wanted to go eventually, because David HaMelech said, chesed u mishpat oshiro. Al chesed oshiro, al mishpat oshiro. David HaMelech said, I can say hallel on a tragedy just like he could say on a miracle of Chesed Hashem. I could say the same Hallel. He could say the same Hallel on the Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Churban Beis Hamikdash. But we're not on that level necessarily.
Right.
We take that Vani B'chastecho B'tachti to a lower level. We say, this makes me confident that you're going to take care of me. But I can't say that I'm so confident in your Chesed Hashem that I'm willing to accept everything.
Okay.
But I think the Pshat in the Chavis HaLavavis is like this. If a person is not willing to accept the disappointment when it happens, not that I'm happy with it, but I accept it. It doesn't faze me. It's all chesed. Then he's really not trusting in the chesed Hashem. He's trusting in the result, because if in other words, the Chavis HaLavavis says you have to be part of your trust in the chesed Hashem is the realization that if he doesn't deliver, he's not delivering because of a reason of chesed. This is his chesed. This is what's best. This is for you. This is what you need. And so that's, I think, what the Chavis HaLavavis means. Anyway, so what comes out of all of this is that the concept of bitochon is not only, and in fact, the concept of being sure is an outgrowth of the essence of bitochon, which is a total confidence in the chesed Hashem. And if one has the true bitochon, and my bitochon tells me that I'm going to get this, I'm going to win the lottery, I have a bitochon, I'm going to make this, or whatever it is, and I have that true bitochon, and I won't be disappointed if I really, really, really have it. But that is only that's an outgrowth of a deep-rooted sense of Hashem is all about chesed. Everything Hashem does is chesed. I trust his chesed, which means I trust everything you do is chesed. Since I trust everything you do is chesed, and I trust you that you're all about chesed, and I trust you, chesed yibone, that leads me emotionally to say things are going to work out. But on the other hand, that also can lead me to be able to cope with the situations that don't work out. Because since I have such confidence in your chesed, then I can say and I can feel, albeit very painful and very bizarre, that everything you do is chesed. I don't get it. This particular chesed is one that I'm not familiar with. I really, for the life of me, can't understand how this is chesed. But one who has that trust that everything Hashem does is chesed, and such a person has that attitude that says, listen, I don't get it. This is tragic. This is sad. And we're supposed to be sad. We're supposed to mourn. We're supposed to bemoan. But on the other hand, at the same time, I know that on some way that may be beyond my comprehension, maybe I'll never be able to understand, that we're talking about the Chesed Hashem. And I think that in order to do that, we need, as we've mentioned here many times also, we need to at least come up with some scenarios that can make things a little bit easier. You know, the intellectual and the emotional curiosity of a human being to understand why things happen require that he has sometimes a limited scenario to, or limited scenarios to explain, well, I don't know exactly, but... And then, therefore, I wanted to introduce the following. You know, we're the last 2,000 years at least, we've been dealing with more than our fair share of tragedy. The Golos is full of our blood-stained pages. And we've had many mechanisms and many insights and many many techniques to cope with this tragedy. Of course, recognizing that everything Hashem does is good and everything Hashem does is for the good is helpful. But that's a principle, not an understanding. That's like, yes, we know, but via Zoe, how does it happen? Where, what, what's going on over here? So I think that we have to introduce, when tragedy occurs, we have to introduce the concept that what it means to die al Kiddush Hashem. Because we have no concept of what that really means. Kiddush Hashem is the highest schus that a person can have. One who dies al Kiddush Hashem is immediately zeiche to the Olam HaNetzach, I guess to say it, no questions asked. I don't know how that works exactly, but he's right there. Now, that really it's a mixed kind of emotional situation. We're told that the Vilna Goyim on his deathbed cried, and he picked up his tzitzis and he said, "This world for a few pennies, you could have such schar of tariag mitzvahs and tzitzis. And now I'm leaving this world. This world is a world of opportunity. The tragedy of someone leaving this world, besides all the emotional pain that and the missing of and the blotting out of a life, and the pain and suffering of the spouse and the children and the parents and all of these things, but push at the opportunity. Hayoyim la'asoysum u'mochel kabel schorom. In the next world, you can't do anything. You only can reap the benefits of your efforts here, and you can reap the benefits of those that you left here who are doing things on your behalf. They say kaddish, whatever the schusim they do. But other than that, I guess. So it's this world, the world of great, of endless opportunity to elevate myself. That's true. And that's a terrible tragedy. And the suffering of all the people around is a terrible tragedy. And the loss of life prematurely is a terrible tragedy. And the loss of life at the hands of such a senseless crime criminal is a terrible tragedy. But, if you will, I don't know if it's the right word, the silver lining, so to speak, is that people who are killed because of the fact that they are Yidden are dying al Kiddush Hashem. And dying al Kiddush Hashem is a kapora for anything I may have done wrong in my life, and is is an automatic ticket to Gan Eden. And that's something that it has to at least
mitigate the pain.
Somewhat counterbalance the pain and the suffering and the disillusionment that we have by such a thing. A Rosh Yeshiva once told me, his father was one of the Gedolei Olam. He said he was once walking along in Europe with a couple of other Yeshiva Bachrim, and someone shot at them. And the bullet whizzed by like this, right in front of his face. And he said, this is what he told his son, he had the hargosha, he wished it would have hit him and he would have died al Kiddush Hashem. And that's a tremendous madrega. Rabbi Akiva said, "Kol yomai ho'isi mitztayer ad sheyove dovo zele yodi ve'akaymeno." Because it says, "B'chol levav ta'as Hashem alkecho, b'chol levavcho, b'chol nafshecho, afilu hu'noy teles nafshecho." We're not Rabbi Akiva. And this one is an amazing thing that he had that thought even. But Lemaisa, we have to know that there's a tremendous schus for a person who goes on Kiddush Hashem. We also have to know something else, that one realization that we also have to have is that Klal Yisrael is one unit, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite cheshbonus and in His infinite chesed that He does in this world, sometimes in order to preserve the world and to save Klal Yisrael, certain tragedies do have to happen. The pasuk says, "Bikroy vayekodesh." It says, "Mises tzadikim amachaperim al ador." Right. So there are things. We're all together. We're in this together. And sometimes, now again, for us to decide, we're not allowed to make such decisions. Who should go in order to save the rest? We can't do that. Can't give out some one person to go to be taken. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what He's doing. And if a person truly has bitochon, and if he truly trusts in the Chesed Hashem and the Rachmei Dishmaya, then he has the ability to be able to look at these situations and say, "I don't get it. It's painful. I'm crying. They are broken for life, the people who have survived." You know, in general, we believe that the survivors are in greater pain than the people that are lost. Those that are lost, especially Al Kiddush Hashem, don't have to worry about them. Straight. They're taken care of forever. It's the pain of those that are left here, despite the fact that they went Al Kiddush Hashem, but they don't have them. They lost them.
We can take comfort.
What? Yes, sir.
You know, we're allowed to take comfort in the loss of people who died Al Kiddush Hashem because it's a kapara for the rest of the life.
Yeah, not a comfort, but it's... I wouldn't say we do take, but it's more perspective.
Uh-huh.
It's more coping, you see, because what happens otherwise, when people see something like that, they get angry at Hashem.
Right.
They get angry. How could you allow? How could you? So I think we have to realize that there's no basis to get angry at Hashem, because in reality, what He has done is all chesed and all rachamim, despite the fact that we can't comprehend it. And if a little bit we can understand that maybe there's a scenario which could make partial sense out of it, partial sense, there's a whole world and this is a kapora in the world. And so at least it doesn't shake our emunah as much, because we know this is the way Hashem unfortunately has to conduct His world, when in fact we are not living up to everything that we're supposed to be living up to. So it's just a matter of like a little perspective. But I think that there's something else too that we can derive from this, and that is that tragedy sometimes is a stepping stone to a greater closeness to Hashem. And that really is what our world, us as individuals, and our generation needs desperately. And, you know, things are good. We're doing fine. We are the establishment. We are successful. We're having a good parnosa. We have this, we got everything, you know, and this especially in the world today, we're at the top of our economic achievement, we're at the top of scientific development, we're at the top of convenience like never existed before in the world. I mean, there's more sorrows probably because of all these things, but that's besides the point. And Memela, so, V'rom levovcho, shochach t'sashem alikecho. It's easy to forget Hashem. You know, it's easy to forget Hashem. Once I have everything, I forget Hashem. More than even forget Hashem, reminds me of the story they told about some guy in Europe. He came to the Rebbe and he says, "Rebbe, I have a terrible tzora." He says, "What's the tzora?" He says, "I have a beautiful home, I have a wonderful family, I have a tremendous business, I have a lot of money, I have da-da-da-da." So what's the tzora? He says, "What am I going to do if Mashiach comes tomorrow?" That's a tzora, you know? But, and sometimes, like, I have it so good. And I forget about Hashem. I forget about the ruchnias. I take everything for granted. And sometimes we need, the Klal Yisrael needs, a shake-up like this, where we say, what in the world is going on? We are in such a dangerous situation, a frail situation, a vulnerable situation. You know, don't take it all for granted. Don't think, you know, you have it all under control. We have to rely on the Rabbeinu Shlom. It can inspire us to strengthen our bitochen. The very thing which has the potential to shatter our bitochen, which is seeing such achzorius, which is antithetical to the chesed Hashem. But if we appreciate that Hashem does chesed, even if we can't understand it, and if we have a little scenario that tells us dying al kiddush Hashem is not shaykh, and then we take that and we say that now we have to look at our lives, we have to strengthen ourselves, because there's no security, there's no surety, there's no, you know, Ein lonu ela lishoin al avinu shel hashamayim, so that the shake-up and the emotional shaking and the intellectual shaking and the emunah shaking that we could have from such things can be used to strengthen ourselves and to be mechazik both the emunah and bitochen. And I'd like to add just one point. One of the strange ways of being mechazik emunah is through bitochen. What do you mean? I care. It says kol habeiteach ma'amin, v'lav kol ha'ma'amin beiteach shemagoram achet. Everyone who has bitochen must have emuna. So, but not every ma'amin has bitochen because he's afraid maybe he's not deserving. But every bal bitochen must have emuna. You know, so that's true. But sometimes if we can strengthen our bitochen, then that bitochen even strengthens the emuna. Why? Because the more confident that I can feel in Hashem's chesed, the more I want to focus on His existence. The more bitochen represents two benefits from Hashem's chesed. Menuchas ha-nefesh, because I know He's in control of everything, and He's molei chesed, and the ability to achieve the goals that I have in my life. So once I strengthen this bitochen, then I all of a sudden look back. Oh, emunah, of course. I need the emunah. I want the emunah. I must believe that Hashem is all good and is all powerful and is all everything because it's to my benefit. And when I'm in a matzah where something is to my benefit, I can focus more clearly on it. So one could take a tragedy which could possibly shake him up and be by the shake-up and the fear that it instills in him, he strengthens his bitochen. And when he strengthens his bitochen, he will now compensate and elevate and strengthen any shaking that he had in his emuna, because now I have the greatest motivation to strengthen that emuna, because I need the benefits of the bitochen. So it works both ways too. So it's very complex, and it probably this is not even touching the surface of it. But I think that when such things happen, that we have to, number one, feel the pain. You know, in a sense, the pain of 11 people being shot can be even greater than the pain of the Holocaust. Because the Holocaust is a statistic. It's a number that you can't grip. 6 million, I don't know how to count the 6 million. You know, I haven't never seen 6 million in my bank account either. You know, $6 million, 6 million people, you know. But 11. 11 is a tragedy. Like somebody said once, 6 million is a statistic. You know, but this is a tragedy. So we can feel the tragedy. We can feel the pain. You hear about the individuals. They talk about this person and this one and that one. And the families, the children, the parents. It's like so. And we have to allow ourselves to feel the pain, because we must feel the pain. Because if we don't feel the pain, we've lost our humanity and we've lost our Jewishness. We have to feel that pain. And we don't want to be desensitized to that pain, no matter how overwhelming it may be. On the other hand, we have to be able to, despite the pain or concurrent with that pain, feel, appreciate what it means to go al kiddush Hashem, and then to appreciate that, whether it's for that or many other reasons as well, that Hashem conducts His world with chesed. And I have to strengthen my trust in Hashem that He conducts His world with chesed, and that can strengthen any shaking that has taken place in my emuna because of the tragic events. So I think that's a bit a mahalach, at least a formula to use bitochen to try to cope with the aftermath and the fallout of such tragic events.